Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
And the Knucklehead runners-up today. We begin with an expensive sports car owner in B.C.
Yeah, the guy had a $250,000 base model 2019 McLaren 600, and he had it for all of about 10 minutes before the cops impounded that. He was going way over the speed limit.
And then we got Stanley, the demolition derby car driver. Stanley came home to his place in New York, and he is tired of finding cars that are parked in front of his house and onto his property. I guess it's one of those neighborhoods where there aren't a lot of parking spaces. So after a long day of demolition derby driving, Stanley, driving the demo derby car home, just demo derbied his car right into that car that was parked onto his property and smashed the heck out of that thing.
Wouldn't that be great if you had that car, though, to take it to like a valet at some place, you know, like Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop? This all happened the last time I parked here.
But our 930 Knucklehead winners are a whole bunch of people who went down the wrong road. This is in Aurora, Colorado on Sunday. And there was a
Knucklehead.
Big
number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Big traffic jam around the airport area there. So this one driver just got tired of it and like, well, I'm going to go into my Google Maps and see if I can find a shortcut around all this. And so they did, and then they cut out of the big line of traffic. And then a bunch of cars behind them thought, well, maybe this guy knows what he's doing. I'm going to follow this guy.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
So they followed that guy down a muddy road. And apparently it had just rained there a significant amount. And this one-way road, and this guy keeps going down this road, and all these cars end up getting stuck in this mud. And some of them try to turn around in the ditch, and they get stuck in the ditch. Like 100 cars go down this road that's really not a road. It's not a... It's like a private road is what it is. It's not meant for these cars to go down.
Old farm road or something.
Yeah, so they all go down there, and they all get stuck. And then do we have a lady who went down there? Are we going to listen to her?
It was supposed to be half the time. My thought was, well, all these other cars are in front of me, so it must be okay. So I just continued. And it spit us out onto a dirt road, and that's when I thought, oh, this was a bad decision. Why did Google send us out there to begin with? It just didn't make any sense. There was no turning back once you were there.
And this is a traffic reporter from that area who said they're all knuckleheads.
It's a failure of people not knowing how to read a map, people relying and blindly following their technology. You're driving. Google Maps isn't driving. Google Maps isn't perfect. You need to know where you're going.
Yeah, 930 knucklehead winners today. A whole bunch of knuckleheads behind the wheel in Colorado. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.